The lights were out at the circus. Nobody was awake in the travel trailers. Ellie was standing up, rocking slightly from one leg to the other on the grass, and flapping her ears now and then. She seemed to smell them coming. While her back was still toward them, she raised her trunk into the air. Then she swiveled quickly to face them.
"It's okay," Sally whispered. "It's only us. We're your friends, remember?"
Ellie made no noise. She stood dead still, watching them carefully. Her dark eye reflected a pinprick of light from somewhere far away. Her tusks stood out light against her skin and looked bigger in the dark.
"Maybe you should go in front and talk to her," Sally said softly. "Then I can get close to her back leg."
Her heart was thumping hard now. She didn't know if she had the strength to close the bolt cutters on her own. Peter might have to help. And she didn't like to think what might happen if Ellie stepped backward. Squish, squash, Sally Stew. Darn that Andy. While Peter stood in front of the elephant, safely out of reach of her trunk, Sally held the bolt cutters tightly and crept quietly around to Ellie's back leg. Her chest felt tight. She almost forgot to breathe. But she opened the handles of the bolt cutters and slipped the cutting edges over the thin loop of the padlock. Then she tried to push the handles closed. She couldn't. They were too wide apart for her to get a proper grip. She turned the cutters on their side, so that one handle was against the ground. She pushed downward with all her might on the upper handle, but as she pushed, the whole thing slipped sideways and fell with a clatter against the leg chain. The noise startled Ellie. She lunged forward. Peter jumped to one side. The chain on her back leg twanged taut, and the stake flew out of the ground.